A lot of patients having a wide local excision still go back and have a second operation anyway because they've got positive margins. And there's a poster again in this meeting showing that. Poster 9 in this meeting showed that when you do a wide local excision, they found 35% of patients with a wide local excision required re-excision of margins. So, you know, people may say that's very high, but in fact, when you look at the literature, it's around 15 to 35. And so it's actually not that unusual. So those patients will be getting second operation anyway, so you can discount those from people if you're doing delayed pathology. And this argument has been used by a lot of people to say, well, actually, the bottom line is only a small number of patients actually require a second operation. So your manager may turn around to you and say, so we don't need to do intraoperative pathology because it's only a tiny number it's affecting. I bet some of you heard that argument. But again, you've got to go back to patient quality of life. 10 or 15% of patients having a second operation isn't a great deal for the patient. So I think we mustn't disconnect the technical aspects of this procedure from the patient. The patient's the center of our focus. As somebody said right at the start, yes, I think it was Cornelius had in his slide. So, you know, the argument for the managers there is, sorry, that argument does not hold because it's the patient that matters, not the technical aspect. So we can say that shouldn't be done. But there are other things upcoming.